because he really doesn't relish the leadership role that much.
You can't lead anybody they don't already want to go. You know, I for films like that would be shown as Alakazam the Great, Magic Boy, which was shown on Turner Classic Movies a couple of weeks back. You know, to be a doctor, and actually he did receive his medical degree later. But what he really liked to do was draw comics. And Tezuka was, you know, a child during World War II. And after
that was his first time at Anime Weekend, if I'm correct. We had already had Wichimo of Anime Weekend Atlanta and a anime fandom fixture here in Atlanta for, God, how long have you been an anime fan, Dave? There's a little sequence. In fact, Ebert brought this up even, where they're going to the new house. It's about some young girls and their father who are moving into a new house in the country. And it's the young girl's sense of excitement. And there's
the Yamada ripoff. Even in Japan, it was Yamada ripoff. They had a show called Thunderbirds 2086, which was a updating of the old Gary Anderson Thunderbirds show. They had a show called Saber Rider and the Star Sheriffs, which was Bismarck. They had a show called Voltron, which many people are familiar with, before the home video market, and thus were not subject to the whims of sponsors, to the whims of the PTA, to the whims of pretty much any...
Listen to it in English. I mean, there's a huge difference. The Japanese singer...
The cheesiest, corniest, most hackneyed sort of thing, and they believe it with utter conviction. And Americans are going, yeah, right, you know, because we're jaded. They've always been popular in America. They've always had a great deal of appeal to the American viewing audience. And I think it's only now that the video companies and the retailers are finally like, oh, we can make money off this. And it's ridiculous how well...
In my off hours, and I was attending this meeting of something called the CFO, which I knew nothing about at the time. CFO stood for...